fans, thanks for coming by and joining me on one of my PGA DFS top 5 videos here on the Osmo YouTube channel. Make sure you give us a like and subscribe if you are not already done so, especially on the subscribe portion. Get notified when these do come live. And last week, had a pretty good run through these, I'm not going to lie. I always tell you about my bad weeks, so I got to tell you about my good ones as well. Having Joel Damon, top 5 values on the Corrales side. And then on this one, the top 5 fades video for the WGC match play, I told you to fade Ty Hatton, Louis Oosthuizen, Matt Fitzpatrick, Tony Finau, and Daniel Berger, and none of them were able to make it to group out of group stage into the Sweet 16. So all of those ended up working out for us. Let's try and go 5 for 5 again here this week in normal stroke play at the Valero Texas Open. We're going to start off with number one. My fifth biggest fade of the week is Denny McCarthy. $7,300, reasonable price, given the fact that he is coming on off of one of his best starts all year, coming in third. But at 10%, maybe even more, 15% ownership, it looks like that the low-owned Denny McCarthy is done. And I'm going to try and gamble on the other side, pick a couple of other guys in that range that are also playing well at maybe half of the ownership. McCarthy's recent form here at this course, a miscut and 20th a couple of years ago. Okay, number four fade of the week for me is Siwoo Kim. This guy is just so hard to predict. He'll go away for a long time, and then all of a sudden he'll come in and have a ninth place finish at the TPC Sawgrass at the Players. Didn't get out of group stage last week. Also has some course history variability, fourth and 45th, so that's actually not that bad. 16% owned at $8,900. If you watched my PGA DFS Top 5 Sleepers video, I would rather play Cam Davis here this week. I think he's a little bit better suited off the tee, but Siwoo Kim, 66th this year, 85th on the approach, 18 around the green, and 96th putting. Guy that's kind of turning into a perennial fade right now for me is Cam Tringale. He's actually been playing pretty well, 13th the last time I tried to fade him at the Honda Classic. This year, though, this week, I should say, at the Valero Texas, 17th and 80th in his last two starts. And he's $9,300, so it's not like we're getting a price discount. 17% owned. No thanks, not for me. See, strokes gain ranks. Pretty good. He's inside the top 100 on all four. 44th off the tee, 47 on the approach, 84 around the green, and 54th putting. Okay, my fourth fade of the week is Chris Kirk. And listen, Kirk has had an awesome year. Tough for me to fade him, but 25th a couple of weeks ago. Variability here, though, 18%. Ooh, excuse me. Looks like my body doesn't like him either. 18% owned this week. That's way too much for me at $8,600. Strokes gain ranks. He's really been doing a lot around the green. He averages at least one chip in per tournament, which is crazy. I would think that run would end. We only see that stuff in like Jordan Spieth right here, folks. So I think that run will end, and maybe it'll be this week. So I'll take the other side on Chris Kirk, as I will Tony Finau, who I think ran through his best golf maybe a little bit earlier on this season, maybe about a month ago, I would say, at the beginning of the Florida swing. Since then, it's been a bit of a regression in course history here. I know he's got that third place a few years ago. I just don't know. 11,000 and 20% owned. Maybe if he was 9,800 and 20% owned, I'd play him. But 11,000, he's got to come in the top five to break that. And I just don't know that the form is there. Strokes gain ranks, that's going to tell us, obviously, 17th off the tee, 11 on the approach, 51 around the green, and 69th putting. Certainly much better for him. We won't say that. The 69th putting has certainly been probably one of his better showings of his career at this point. So the results, they don't lie. They've been there, but most recently didn't get out of match play group stage, struggled at TPC Sawgrass. So I will take the fade until Tony Finau comes back first. Maybe it'll be next week if he does come in lower owned. So, okay, let's go 5 to 1 real quickly here. Denny McCarthy, Siwoo Kim. Siwoo Kim coming in 16% on Danny McCarthy, 11. Cam Tringale, 17% on Chris Kirk, 18. And Tony Finau, 19. I will be on underweight all of those golfers. So until next week, when we go over the Masters information, it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. 3 millionaire makers await for us. We'll have all the picks, all the fades, all the sleepers for you next week, of course. But until then, good luck this week, the Valero. Let's pick up some tickets. Let's pick up some wins here this week. And that'll get us, obviously, super prepared for the big ones next week. So until then, everybody, good luck. And we will see you on the other side. Sure.